You know, Tuesday, when the earnings came out from Dave and Buster's, the analysts were just scrambling. They were all raising their ratings, raising their target prices. The stock was up 20% on the opening. It was quite something, but it was tempered by the fact that Steve King, the popular CEO for the last 12 years, has got to step down pretty soon. Steve King joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on again, David.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I guess you go out on top, but we're sorry to see you go.
Well, I'm excited about taking on a new role within the organization. I say a new role, a different role in the sense that I will be just chairman and not chairman and CEO. But I think that I'm excited to stay involved with the brand. I've got a big both financial interest, but, you know, mostly an emotional interest in Dave and Buster's and want to continue to see it do well.
This is, you know, I was looking at the reach now. You know, you really can't... In my mind, you really came mainstream here not too long ago. There was some sitcom I was watching, and the guy came in. He sort of casually mentioned that he had just been at Dave and Buster's, then they went on. I mean, you've become a national brand over the last 12 years.
There's no doubt about it. When I joined, we were just opening store number 48. On Monday, we just opened store number 115. We're really coast-to-coast, nationwide at this point, and... You know, ultimately, we think we can do about another 100 stores of the large and small format that we're doing. We just came out with actually another format we call a 17K internally, at least. It's 17,000 square feet. That's where we get that. And we opened our first one in the first quarter here in Rogers, Arkansas, which is Northwest Arkansas, as you know, and so far so good. We're really pleased with the results.
You know, I'm struck by, in some cases, the similarity of an interview we had on Monday. Rich Templeton is stepping down as CEO and becoming chairman, remaining chairman at Texas Instruments. But there's a company that over its life has remade itself several times from, you know, dependence on cell phones or, you know, in the defense industry or whatever to something new. And that's kind of what you guys have done. I mean, the food and drink, I guess, has been consistent, but the format's been different. When I first started, you had skee ball machines and spat out tickets.
So we have evolved over the years. We still have skee ball, which is rather popular, actually, by the way.
It's my favorite.
But we have evolved over time. I think one of the big evolutions that took place between 2011 and 2015 was we added another element that, you know, we kind of nicknamed watch, which was really a big entree into sports viewing and taking out a lot of the billiards tables that we have. But, you know, we've continued to add to the arcade portion of the offering as well. And, you know, this week we're actually debuting our first VR attraction.
Virtual reality, right?
Virtual reality based on the Jurassic World movie, and it's got some of the actual film from that in the attraction. So it's pretty exciting for us. It's sort of another entree into a new bit higher tech sort of game.
You know, these are things that you can do at home. I mean, you can get an adapter and watch VR off your cell phone, but I guess. But it's the dimension of being around other people and eating and drinking, and it becomes a social event.
Absolutely that. But I will point out about the VR platform that we have that it's about 14 by 20. It's not something that you're going to have in your living room. It is something that I think is truly extraordinary, big motion-based platform in addition to the VR headsets. So I think that will be something that's really attractive to people. Again, you know, one of the things we've always tried to do is say, hey, what is it that we can offer that somebody's not going to look at and say, hey, I can't have that in my living room? But another big part of it, as you point out, is the social aspect of doing it in an environment where you can do it with your friends and, you know, then go on and compete head-to-head in some other things like Papa Shot or whatever.
You know, I said you've been there and as CEO at Dave & Buster's for 12 years, but you've been in the hospitality industry for 35 years. And invariably, somebody comes along with a good idea and you have knockoffs. And I've seen people that have approached some of what Dave & Buster's has done, but it doesn't really look like you have an exact knockoff, somebody out there who's trying to do exactly what you do.
So I agree 100%. When we tried to go public for the first time in 2012, which, as you may recall, we pulled that offering after a while, trying to have the investment analysts actually understand what we were doing was pretty difficult. You know, they wanted to disaggregate it into, you know, the amusement side of the business and the food side of the business. But I think over time, they've become much more familiar with what this sort of combined dining and entertainment offering is. And I think that, you know, we've gotten really good returns on our new stores, over 50% cash-on-cash return in the first year for our new stores. And I think that's frankly attracting a lot of capital to the segment. And while nobody does it exactly the way we do, and I would say nobody does it better than we do, you know, we are the only national brand, but there are lots of local independent brands, a couple of national brands that are doing things that are at least adjacent to our space, if not in our space.
Well, you are, you're still a young man. You're a long way from taking your required minimum distribution, I know. So it's going to be fun to watch you and as chairman as Dave & Buster's evolves. Enjoy your semi-retirement.
I appreciate that, David. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.